military targets young people in the poorest neighborhoods. They have questionable recruiting techniques they use to pull young people like us in. We asked four young people about what they think these tools are.
I feel like it's preparing people to be familiar with army fatigue. It's preparing people to be like really close with seeing people dressed up like ready for war. And that's not right.
It's two sides to it. It's like one is they're putting the clothing line out so that they can like dress up our nation like as the fighters so that they can go to war, because they know they keep sending people there, people keep dying, they need more.
I mean, I feel the same way, and I feel like it's, you know, needless to be repetitive, in that the clothing lines are not subliminal but like definitely messaging, and I feel the same way. You know, it's just like making the army look cool and stylish, and you know, finding another way to like recruit to young people, especially the working class, and not only the clothing line but other things such as, you know, video games, which, you know, some army games are, you know, considered like training ground, you know, for that person that just doesn't have a job, you know. And it's just like, you know, oh, I'm gonna play this army game at the same time I'm being trained to fight in a war.
They're targeting the working class. They're targeting the people who don't have that much money, who aren't like, who can't really get jobs but are trying to get jobs, and aren't like, they don't have any money coming in. They're targeting them people. A lot of young people who like are impoverished or who are living in these type of neighborhoods, like they play video games with people wearing army fatigue clothes. Like they play a lot of video games that get them ready for the army. And then they see a lot of people, that's hot, like I want it. So I guess the army notices it. So they're just attacking it. Like, oh, you want to wear army fatigue? We're going to give you army fatigue.
I think it's definitely targeting the urban community, you know, people that can't afford college anyway. So it's kind of like, you know, this is your future anyway, but oh, look, that new state property is army fatigue. You look good in it anyway.
But pop culture isn't the only way the military targets young people. They also have a major presence in our schools. Khalif Dobson is a student at West Philadelphia High School.
I mean, I think the armed forces in general are always like targeting people. Like, particularly at West, we have junior ROTC, and I basically joined that in my ninth grade year because I needed some credits, and they was offering credits for actually like joining that. I guess that's one of their ways of trying to get people to join. It's like offering something that they need. Like, it actually was an enjoyable experience. Like, got a uniform to wear, so my mom actually looked kind of proud when she saw me, and then I wasn't just like going to go into West Philadelphia High School, just like with the things she had heard going on with the school. So
I asked Khalif why he thought the military had such a big presence at his school.
So they target West because, one, they feel like, all right, these are the kids that's not going to be set up to be your CEOs. These are the people that's going to be desperate enough then have to go into the army. So how can we go about approaching them? When you install the ROTC into that school, so they get aware of what the military or any armed force is, for that matter, and kind of get used to like marching and like taking orders. And like, then after that, they were like, okay, now that we had this in the school, so these are prime people, prime candidates. So if we start taking resources out of their schools and start taking away from everything possible that could have made them like go to college or like extend their education and start make them dependent upon a dollar, then we can definitely get these more students coming in, because they'll be so dependent upon a dollar that they'll be like, okay, I'm not going to go to college anyway. My family do have needs that need to be taken care of. So why not the army? And then you had the army always constantly coming and recruiting. It's like a cycle in a way.
The army does recruit and invests a lot in targeting certain communities. The American Friends Service Committee reported that the military spent billions of dollars last year in targeted recruiting of, quote, high-achieving, low-income students, end quote.
I mean, just the fact that they use the term high-achieving, low-income students, I think the emphasis would be on the term low-income. So you have the system that's set up in a way so that if you're coming out of an impoverished family, then you're in a way either going to be set up to be impoverished or you're going to do everything you can to get out of that system. So the way they pitch it to these people or these students particularly is, I want to say, an either-or option. Either you join the army or you take your chances outside. So high achieving, low income students, like, I feel like if you're high achieving, then like you're high achieving. It doesn't matter if you're low income or not. It just shows like how there's different standards depending on what school you're coming from.
Under No Child Left Behind, every high school junior and senior has their contact information given out to military recruiters by their schools. This is done so that recruiters can have the information of the students that they want to target for recruitment. To stop yourself from being targeted and recruited by the military, you can opt yourself out of having your information released to recruiters. Here's how you can do that. Step 1. Go to the American Friends Service Committee website at afsc.org and click on the Youth and Militarism tab at the top. There's a lot of really great information on the site, but you can find the opt-out form by clicking on the Recruiting in Schools button on the side and then clicking on opt-out on the right-hand side under Information and Resources. You can download the opt-out form from there. Step 2. Print out the form and fill it out. Remember, you do not need a parent's signature even if you're under 18.
You can address the opt-out forms to 4040 North Fairfax Drive, Suite Number 200, Arlington, Virginia, 22203-1613. We wanted to know why the military has such a big presence in our lives, and we found out that they do because they want to recruit us. But more than that, they specifically want to recruit poor students who have no choice but to join the Army or take their chances elsewhere.
This piece was produced by Simone Waller and Daniel Jones.